This is Radio Superior 1957, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1950s.
Come, let's stroll across the floor.
Come, this is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studios and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Let's stroll once more.
Hey, 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 all you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens. Tim Michaels here, rocking your world. It's a Radioactive Wednesday, September 4th, 1957. Dennis Anderson has the 6 o'clock news, and Red Cross nurse Maud Fiske is in with the Colonel to give us some illuminations about beating that new scourge, the Asiatic flu.
Your show's a little thin tonight, don't you think?
Well, Denny's going to bring us some old-time religion, and we've got the best rock and roll on the planet, baby.
Still, just a measly news and flu epidemic. Pretty thin.
You're right. I don't want the listeners to start piling up the Z's in my shift here, Daddy-O.
Then stop forgetting my illumination about Toll TV. I mean, yesterday I was here ready to go. Yesterday I had all my ducks in a row. I even started the show promoing it, and you totally forgot me.
Engineer in charge Joe Gardonio will be in with Toll TV.
Ha! Engineers save the day. Again!
Thanks, man. Capitol and 7th Street supermarkets are footing the bill for tonight's jam session. Get a beef roast at 29 cents a pound, and that makes a great birthday gift for Mom. And Fireside creamy whipped white and colored marshmallows, two jumbo bags, 29 cents. Now, the DA, Dennis Anderson, has the 6 o'clock news. I guess the folks in Little Rock could learn something from Fireside Creamy Whip Marshmallows.
It appears so. Thanks, Tim, and good evening, everyone. National Guardsmen use force to stop integration at Little Rock Central High School, and scientists made an argument for a missile on missile defense to save our country. We begin our world report from Arkansas.
This is Associated Press reporter Bill Cortez in Little Rock. National Guardsmen, called out by Governor Orville Faubus today, forcibly prevented racial integration of Central High School. The grim-faced soldiers, armed with rifles and carbines, turned back 9 Negro students who tried to enroll at a 2,000-pupil all-white school. The troops controlled the disorderly crowd, which jeered the Negroes, who were led by a well-dressed, unidentified white man. Insisting he's not defying a federal court order, Mr. Faubus maintained that his only purpose in calling out 250 white guardsmen was to maintain peace and order. He was referring to a decision by U.S. District Court Judge Ronald Davies last night, ordering the Little Rock School Board to, quote, proceed forthwith with integration, unquote. Asked why local and state police could not deal with the violence if it occurred, Mr. Faubus sidestepped the question, saying, quote, it is better to preserve peace than to quell disorder, unquote. An aide says Faubus has received about 500 telegrams since his mobilization of troops. More than 98% favored the move. An unaccompanied 15-year-old Negro girl made the first attempt to cross a line of 200 soldiers standing shoulder to shoulder. As she repeatedly attempted to pass through, an armed guardsman stepped up and silently turned her back. The crowd of whites, which doubled in size almost at the instant the Negro girl appeared, was abusive in its language compared to the quiet, orderly crowd of 500 which gathered in front of the high school yesterday. The girl, Elizabeth Eklord, was engulfed by whites as she attempted to pass. They shouted, quote, nigger, go back where you belong, and also, nigger, go back to Africa, unquote. Moments later, a Negro boy, 15-year-old Terrence Roberts, walked up to the guardsman and stood quietly, making no attempt to pass. A white youth lunged at him, and a guardsman reacted quickly. The soldier grabbed the white youth, searched him for weapons, and thrust him back into the milling crowd. In Little Rock, Arkansas, this is Bill Cortez.
This is Alfred M. Schock in Charlotte. North Carolina's school integration action shifted here today after a violence-free breakthrough of public school racial barriers in Greensboro. Next, 4 Negroes are scheduled to attend previously all-white Charlotte schools. Five Negro children, without fuss except for a small group of white hecklers, began classes yesterday at Gillespie Park Elementary and Junior High School in Greensboro. Another is set to enroll today at the senior high school there. Police routed a small band of hecklers from the Gillespie School. One of them was segregationist John Casper, chairman of the Greensboro White Citizens Council. Last night, in a statewide radio and television broadcast, Governor Luther Hodges said he is convinced that, quote, any substantial mixing of the races in our schools would result in the destruction of the public school system. An apparent reference to Casper's whirlwind speaking tour of Charlotte, Greensboro, and Winston-Salem last weekend to fight the admission of the Negroes, Mr. Hodges remarked, we want no outside agitators, Negro or whites, meddling in our affairs, unquote. The five Negro children entering white schools at Greensboro yesterday, four boys and a girl, ages 10 to 16, sat together during a class assignment session in the auditorium, then went to separate classrooms. In Charlotte, this is Alfred M. Schock.
This is Washington, Ray Tucker, AP. Quote, it's like trying to design a bullet that will hit another bullet in flight. That's how missile scientists are describing the problem of developing the anti-missile missile that will kill either the intercontinental ballistic missiles, which Russia claims to have tested, or the intermediate-range ballistic missiles. The ICBM will travel about 25 times the speed of sound, about 25,000 miles an hour, almost 30 times faster than the manned bomber aircraft operational today. The speed would take it from Siberia to Seattle in about 10 minutes, from New York to Washington in about a minute. It will be immune to radar jamming and similar countermeasures. It will reach heights of perhaps 1,000 miles and spend most of its brief flight time in the icy vacuum of outer space. As it re-enters the atmosphere, it will crash down at its target like a shooting star. All these requirements will push to the limit the scientific imagination and engineering genius of the anti-missile missile designers. The best way to understand their problems is to assume an actual combat situation. An ICBM leaps from its lair near Leningrad, target Chicago. In about 20 minutes, the loop will be vaporized, and the area for miles around it will be flattened unless the ICBM is stopped. In Washington, this is Ray Tucker, AP.
West Germany's powerful trade union federation will try to deliver the votes of 6 million organized workers to the socialists in the nation's September 15th election. The success or failure of this effort is vital to Chancellor Konrad Adenauer's bid for a third term. The Social Democrats are Adenauer's main left-of-center opponents. A fresh wave of bombing swept Havana and the westernmost Pinar del Rio province earlier today as President Fulgencio Batista celebrated the 24th anniversary of his first seizure by force of Cuba's government. President Eisenhower arrived in Rhode Island today en route to nearby Newport for a vacation of golf and fishing. The presidential plane, Columbine 3, landed at Quonset Naval Air Station. The chief executive is accompanied by Mrs. Eisenhower and a small staff of White House aides. There has been no word on how long they will stay. If the weather is good, they may remain until the scheduled mid-October visit to Washington of Britain's Queen Elizabeth. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Tim Michaels has this message from Capital and 7th Street Supermarkets.
It's time to shop and save at your ShopRite food stores. And when I'm talking about savings, I'm talking about savings especially on beef. Don't hold back on this great sale. Let your family enjoy beef to their heart's content. It's our economy beef sale brought to you at sale prices. Come on in now. Shop for delicious beef meals. Serve some today. Freeze some for later. Take home great eating, great savings at ShopRite food stores. For instance, beef steaks, 49 cents a pound. Blade cut beef roast, 29 cents. Chuck roast, 39 cents. Beef roast, 49 cents. And roast at 49 cents. At Capital Supermart and 7th Street Supermarket. Capital, you get S&H green stamps. They're located at 1217 Tower Avenue. And 7th Street Supermarket, you get gold bond stamps, and they're at 705 Tower Avenue. Great savings at your ShopRite food stores. Denny?
A retired pastor has sparked a land rush on Lake Superior's South Shore. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson has more.
Dr. Leslie Bechtel, who chose to retire to northern Wisconsin rather than remain in metropolitan areas, will be the speaker for the Wisconsin Indian Head Country annual meeting in Hayward, September 24th. Dr. Bechtel won national recognition in an article of praise for northern Wisconsin, which when published in a national magazine brought comments from all parts of the United States and as far away as Africa. Soon after, property along the south shore of Lake Superior extending from west of Fort Wing to Cornucopia along Highway Number 13 had been purchased. Where before most of that wooded land along the lake was on the tax delinquent list of Bayfield County, within a year there were no parcels of land available there. Next year will mark the 40th summer the Bechtels have spent at their South Shore acres. When he retired from the Presbyterian ministry in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, near Detroit, he built a permanent year-round residence on the shore of Lake Superior, just west of Herbster. Dr. Bechtel is well known in Superior as the former pastor of Hammond Avenue Presbyterian Church from 1919 to 1931, Denny.
Open house on Sunday at the home of his son will honor Nels Johnson. Mr. Johnson is going to celebrate his 100th birthday. Nels Johnson is being given the party before he leaves the Oakland area to spend the winter in Duluth. He was a pioneer farmer in Douglas County. Mr. Johnson is a native of Sweden. He has five daughters and three sons. That's the 6 o'clock news. Good night, everybody, and be kind.
That daddy-o is no Swedish bachelor farmer, or you, for that matter.
In the tradition of Lou Martin, my thumbs are brown.
Lou can't even grow weeds in his garden. Denny, the big D.A. Anderson, with the 6 o'clock news. We've got some super-duper weather on the way for this Wednesday, September 4th, 1957. We shot down the record cold temp early this morning with 37 shivery degrees. But by tomorrow, we'll not only see Mr. Sunshine, but the mercury will hit 72. Another whiff of summer. All right, from the cream of the crop, from the top of the pots, from the stack of the back of the wax, it's time for Boney Maroney and Larry Williams.
I got a girl named Boney Maroney. Macaroni. Wanna see her rock and roll with her blue jeans on. Not very bad, just skin and bone. But I love her, she loves me. Oh, I have been out, we can be making love underneath the apple tree. Well, I told her mama and her papa too.
Whistling in my ear. That's Larry Williams rocking Boney Maroney on Kickin' KUWS. Hey, all the cool kids head down to Trade Home Shoes, the tennis shoe headquarters. Oh, the big T here never steers you wrong, babies. You can't go wrong by getting your tenors at Trade Home. My kittens will look cute and cuddly in white or blue tennis shoes for just one clam and 99 cents. And you guys and cats have bigger feet, so prices start at $1.99 and go up to $3.99. I mean, you ever see those clodhoppers in the basketball players? So check it out. Trade Home Shoes, serving Superior since 1921. That is unreal. I mean, your grandpappy probably shopped there. 1313 Tower Avenue or dial export 44188. Don't cut out yet. We've got the buzz and the flu epidemic. Boy, it's something to look forward to now that you're back to school, huh? So with the buzz, the Hollywood Flames right here on the Tim Michaels Dance Party. Records, the Hollywood Flames and buzz on Kickin' KUWS.
There is a danger of a flu pandemic hitting the United States from China this fall and winter. With us are Douglas County Red Cross nurse Maud Fiske and Douglas County Assistant Civil Defense Wards 8 through 15, Colonel Joseph Raffoli.
Now, I know I've said, listen up, people. This is important. A lot over the years.
Or listen up, slackers.
Actually, I think it was... Pay attention, slackers, especially you, McMartin and McSlacker.
You are right. He always looked at Jack and Lou when he said that, and me too.
I am trying to be gracious and monogamous here, McDingdong.
The colonel is doing the best he can, but he's right. This is about as serious of a message as he may ever deliver.
Well, except for the message about what to do when the air raid siren sounds and we're about to get vaporized by a commie nuclear attack.
All you can do then is vaporize. So this is more important.
That's right. In this case of an impending flu pandemic, there are many things we all can do.
So pay attention, people. This is important.
You feel better now, don't you, Colonel?
Well, just like I had a bottle of wine with that beautiful French woman right after the armistice was declared in 18.
And we're back to talking about the potential Asiatic flu pandemic of 57.
The threat of a nationwide Asiatic flu epidemic or pandemic calls for your family to have a household survival plan in case the galloping virus paralyzes your neighborhood.
The Public Health Service has listed in a pamphlet now in the mails recommendation to assist local health agencies to stand by with emergency programs to use if a epi or a pani, which are Latin for some type of medicine, should tie up the community's operation.
Number one. Plan your budget for a bigger grocery bill. You should stock enough food and other essentials to last 7 days in case Asiatic flu keeps you and your family in bed.
Second, learn how to read a thermometer. What ding-dong, not including the clowns in this room, does not know how to read a thermometer?
Well, what if it's Celsius? The metric system is more common than our Fahrenheit measurement.
Now, we're not commie, and thank God we're not Canadian, okay? Real American thermometers are Fahrenheit.
But Europe uses the metric system.
My point exactly. Thank you.
You see commies pretty much everywhere, don't you, Colonel?
All right, people, listen up.
10-4.
We're still only on 2. A household member should take a home nursing course. You may have to wait for an overworked physician in this emergency, as demand in clinics and hospitals will be overflowing. And finally, 3. Keep a list of emergency telephone numbers within easy reach.
By the bed or toilet.
By the phone. Included should be numbers for your doctor, drugstore, liquor store, health department, liquor store, and farmers. Should make emergency plans to feed your livestock.
The Red Cross also encourages people to have a buddy system. This is a neighborhood mutual assistance program for cooking, laundry, and medical care.
Hey, want to be buddies, Colonel?
No.
Health officials aren't worried about a high death rate.
Whew, that's a relief.
Up to 70,000 deaths are possible in the United States alone, with 2 million possible worldwide.
All righty, cats and kittens, listen up.
Hey, I already said that.
The flu's chief danger is its ability to knock out essential services. Volunteer reserves must be found to keep hospital, transportation, food, electrical, and communication lines in operation. Communities must decide how to utilize their Red Cross and the civil defense to combat this flu emergency.
And the reason I'm being so emphatic is that since school started this week, the little kiddies could get sick. You know, whatever's going around, they get it, they spread it.
Good thing this is the old-time religion show tonight. Sounds like we're going to need it, Cats and Kittens. We'll make the scene with Toll TV next.
Finally!
But let's jive to the sounds of Elvis the Pelvis Presley and his latest All Shook Up on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Well, my hand is shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Well, please. Ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Mm-hmm. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that kid from Memphis who's being called Elvis the Pelvis and all shook up on Kickin' KUWS. Now with the technological illumination, here is KUWS's chief engineer in charge, Joe Gardonio.
You know, that chief and in charge are redundant. I think I like chief all by itself.
After all these years of making a stink about in charge...
Well, the body can change, unless you're the colonel.
Well, no. What? Why would I want to change?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to bump you, buddy.
You're going to hire a hitman to rub out skinny. Oh, wow. My
Stop
God.
Being impressed, Colonel. We only have enough time for our rock and roll religion twin spin.
Oh, but I'm all ready. And I told Mabel to listen, too.
Your mom's name is Mabel?
No, my mom's name is Matilda. Mabel is my latest squeeze. And I told her I'd be on the air today.
You've been hogging the airwaves all show, skinny.
True. Hi, Mabel. See you at the Passion Pit tonight.
Ooh, yummy, yummy, yummy. Perfect for going into our religion twin spin. Here are the Willows and Church Bells May Ring on the Tim Michaels Slow Dance Party.
Church Bells May Ring. I tell you.
From Melba Records, the Willows' 1956 hit, Church Bells Will Ring on the Church's Cool Twin Spin. Now the Five Satins and To the Isle on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
First a boy and a girl meet each other. Then they sit down to talk.
Dew Whoppers, the Five Satins, and To the Isle, and our Go to Church or Be Square Twin Spin on Kickin' KUWS. Okay, Denny O, or is it Denny A? You've got the church news.
1956 saw church and synagogue membership grow to record highs in the United States, and this year may top last year. The National Council of Churches reports more than 103 million people are members. That's up 3 million from 1955. That means 62% of Americans are active churchgoers. And collection plates are also filling up, with the average annual contribution up 8%. Church and synagogue construction is also up. $775 million spent on church construction last year. Now that's $40 million higher than 1955. The average size of a congregation is 334. That's 100 more than a generation ago.
Ha! Take that, you godless commies!
Amen!
Yeah, but maybe the Bolshevik meet-and-greets are up in Russia.
The leading church in the United States is Protestant, with 60 million members. There are 34.5 million Roman Catholics, 5.5 million Jews, and 2.5 million Eastern Orthodox communicants. I'm on our church property board, and I can't hit a nail with a hammer. We have a very forgiving congregation.
I'm the church sound engineer. I can make the pastor sound like God when he's really thumping the Bible.
I'm on the church parish nurses committee. If our pastor thumps too hard, we have to bandage him up.
I love church. I mean, I can finally relax there. It's the only place where there's no pressure from commies on account of them being godless.
And every Sunday, my church forgives me for playing that demon rock and roll. Hey, as long as we're all religious here, I'll tell you what's on our Righteous State FM radio network has on. At 11 a.m., it's the Homemakers program, then Music Masters, and Chapter a Day at 1 o'clock. We'll be back same time, same dog pound, the good Lord willing, and the flu bug doesn't get us. For Dennis Anderson and the gang, Tim Michaels here, rocking your world.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1957, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Your players are Tom Martinson, Don Hansen, Gene Andreese, Dave Strandberg, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1957 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow. Thanks for listening.
Oh, bye, bye.
I don't like sitting next to Tom.
Then you can sit over here. Sit on my left side.
That's for many years of sitting next to Tom.
Many grinding, pounding years. Which would have been fine, but that nervous twitch he had up and down.
I've got it. I'm not interested in you. I pass.
Yeah, okay. Well, I can purr.